mind that Paul was, he was an Israelite. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. Benjamin was one of the sons of Israel. So Benjamin was a son, and Paul came from that lineage of, he was a Benjamite, okay? So when he's talking about this, he's talking about because he has the association with a kinsman here. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. That's everything that they received of God. Who are the fathers and of whom are concerning the flesh? Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not Israel, which are of Israel, neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, they are not the children of God. Because remember, Ishmael was the half brother of Isaac, and he was a half brother of Isaac, but the promises were made to Isaac and not Ishmael. Okay, so all those that are Israel, all not Israel. Okay, so once again, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, they are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this, and keep in mind the seed, for this is the word of promise, and that time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son, and let's see, what verse is 10? And not on the, only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand. There's an election there. There is an election in for the family of God, in the family of the Israelites. So not of works, but of him that calleth. And also for us too. But it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And at, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Because Esau, remember, lost his birthright, and it went to Jacob. So, and also Esau, keep in mind, remember this, because Esau is also Edom, E-D-O-M, and you will see that later on as we go. But I just wanted to point that out. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And we all know that, you know, pastors preached about that many times, how that works. And so the 12 tribes of the family of Israel, okay, they were split. There was a split that happened. And that split was the 10 tribes. The northern tribes, they were called Israel. And the southern tribes were called Judah, okay? And those 10 tribes of Israel, they went into captivity to the Assyrians. They went into captivity under the Assyrians. And the two tribes called Judah, they went into captivity of the Babylonians, okay? And that was under King Nebuchadnezzar, because both of them went into captivity because of their idolatry. And that's why pastor's preaching to us, we should not have idolatry. We shall not put other things before God. We can't do that because there are consequences. They went into captivity. They lost everything. They lost everything. Their land, their goods, their everything. They became slaves. It was not good. It was really not good. And their places were desolate. They went into ruins. All this was very, very bad. And again, Jerusalem also in 70, pastors mentioned that, in 70 AD also Jerusalem went into, you know, it was destroyed. The temple was destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman government. Okay, and that's another issue. But But then, of course, that the, in 1948, Pastor said, 1948, the Jewish state was reinstated in 1948. So keep that in mind, too. But now, let's go to Amos 9, chapter 9, okay? And verse, I want to start at verse 11. Okay, let me make sure that I mentioned everything about that. Okay. So in Amos chapter 9, verse 11. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. Okay, so this is talking about the ruins that have happened, okay, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, which is the, you know, the translation there says the mankind, but Edom also Esau had to pay a price too. And of all the heathen, those things, they will possess it again, which are called, they which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman, let me check here real quick. Yes, okay. That the plowman shall overtake the reaper. And I was like, Lord, I don't really understand. What are you saying there? What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, I remember Pastor saying the plowman, that's a planter, a farmer, the vine dresser. Okay, God is that plowman. He is the plowman that will overtake the reaper. And remember in John, you don't have to go there, but in John 15, the vine dresser, I am the vine, you are the branches. The vine dresser is God, okay? That's God, the vine dresser. And so God is going to overtake the reaper. Now keep in mind, this is talking about the desolation of Israel, you know, of the family of Israel, of Judah, both Israel and Judah. And it's talking about the desolation that was taking place. And keep in mind, when they went into captivity, the reapers were those, that was the Babylonians, the Assyrians. They were reaping all the things that Israel had lost and that Judah had lost. They were reaping all that stuff, okay? And the plowman, so God is going to overtake that again, because remember Pastor said at the end of the Gentile age, but the Israelites, the true family of God, the true Israelites are going to come in again before the end, before the millennium starts. They're going to be restored. And that's what's going to happen, because God is going to return them to their lands, first of all, and then he's going to do a work in them, okay? So the plowman is going to overtake the reaper. So the reaper are those that they were, okay, and keep in mind the grapes, because in a vineyard they reaped. Okay, so they were reaping the grapes. They were making the guys work, but they were doing all the reaping. They were taking in all that. Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just thank God.
Called Israel out. It says, but rather, their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles. So why the falling away? Because God had a work for the Gentiles. He said, I have other sheep that are of that you. I have sheep from another fold you know not of. And so there's sheep. I have other sheep that you know not of. Praise God. And that sheep, praise God, is the Gentiles. Amen. The blessing or the promises were to Israel. The promises were to Israel. Praise God. But thank God for Syrophoenician woman who went to Christ and said that, "Yea, Lord." When Christ said, "I'm not to give the king bread to the dogs," or the bread to the dogs, and she said, "Yea, Lord." but the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. Amen. And so it's come up to the Gentiles, and that we received the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Get a load of praise. Hallelujah. And it says, God forbid, for rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. So we see that it's to provoke them. Amen. It's to deal with the Gentiles. See, God has a rod and a staff, and they comfort me. But also, he chastens those whom he loves. Amen. And he chastises every son that's given. And it says, now in the fall of them, be the riches of the world. And as she, sister read, that the plowmen shall overtake the reapers, and the Babylonians were reaping the benefits. Praise God. They were reaping the benefits of Israel. And as she was talking about the split, that split was the sons of Solomon. The split came within the two sons, Jeroboam and Rehoboam. Israel, the 10 tribes, went over the Caucasus Mountains, and they were scattered. And then you had Jerusalem or Judah, that went another way. It went into captivity of the Assyrians. So one with was captivity of the Babylonians, and one with the Assyrians. And those are the two sticks, beauty and bands. In the restoration, God will bring those sticks together, and they shall become one. Praise God. And it says, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, so the reaping of the world, amen, and the demising and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles. So the diminishing of the Jews, the Gentiles reap. And as she said, Babylonians reap, the Assyrians reap. And guess what? We're reaping today because of the fall away of the Jews. We're still reaping. Praise God. There's still a reaping in the world, not only in the natural things, but in the spiritual things. That's why it came to the Gentiles. Christ came to the Gentiles through Paul was sent far among the Gentiles. And Christ come to call out of a nation, praise God, called out from among the Gentiles a people for his name. And it says, for them that be the riches of the world, in the demising of them, the riches of the Gentiles. How much more their fullness. And as our sister read, the fullness. Revelation chapter 21, the fullness. And in Isaiah, what she read, Jeremiah, of the fullness of the restoration of Israel. Amen. Where those two sticks will be brought together as one. And Christ will make one new man. Not Jews nor Gentiles, bond nor free, but one new man. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so it was a thank you, sister, for bringing that out. And being able to show and reveal what God is doing. So how much more the fullness before the millennium or before the return of Christ, that Christ will call out Israel and begin to restore them and to begin as we've been learning, that this that was come to the Gentiles because God has visited us. He's visited the Gentiles. And now it will go back unto the Jews, because it will be measured to the outer courts, as we've been taught, as we've been learning in the Word, that it will be trodden, given unto the Gentiles, Revelation chapter 11, verse 1, that it will be trodden under, praise God, but the inner courts, the holies of holy, shall be measured, praise God, the true worshipers shall be measured. And as she read in chapter 21, that God that God and the Lamb shall be the light therein. Praise God. And they are the tabernacle. And Christ the Father and thy son has made our abode in our hearts. You see what will be measured? It's what Christ is doing inside of us. It's because of the holy seed of Israel. Praise God. We shall be measured. Praise God. But the measurement is God dwelling inside of you. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So God is being is bringing out a peculiar people, a new nation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that we are to hear the word of the Lord. So what the Lord is doing among the Gentiles. Praise God. And turn to your scriptures in Acts. I think it's chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. And then let's go down to verse 46. Verse 46, and we begin to understand what Christ has done, what the Lord has done with this, the ministry, or with the word, or with the visiting of the Gentiles. And it says, then Paul, verse 46, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. It's necessary. That means to Israel. It's necessary that the word of God, because Christ has come down and it said to the Jews, or to the Jews, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It was necessary, praise God, to have mercy upon the Gentiles through that was in the upper room and went out and preached. Praise God. It was necessary to preach the word. But something happened in the last day. Something happened with their hearts. Their hearts began to wax cold. Amen. The love of many began to wax cold. And they began to reject the Christ. They rejected what Christ had done for them. They rejected the Messiah because they were under the law of circumcision. The law of circumcision, as our sister began to talk about and to give us an understanding of what that meant, is that the law of circumcision is that they were circumcised as Israel, as a people, but the uncircumcised ones were the Gentiles, the ones that are not within the covenant promises. So you're uncircumcised in the flesh, but now it's the spirit. It's the circumcision of the heart. And Christ, it does it by his spirit. Hallelujah. It's by his spirit that he circumcised our heart. Praise God. And we are accepted in the beloved and receive the covenant promises of God. Amen. And it says, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, thank you, because it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken unto you. But seeing ye put in, you put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthily of everlasting life. You put it before you and judge yourselves unworthily, because you didn't complete the do's and the don'ts. You didn't complete the things that were under the law. So you judged yourselves unworthily of everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Yeah. So it was once unto the Jews, but as they're falling away, is it forever? No, God forbid. But there's work now to the Gentiles, where the Gentiles have been visited. Hallelujah. Praise God. And because of their demise, the riches has come unto the Gentiles. What are those riches? But God, who is rich in mercies. Hallelujah. Wherein he first loved us, that he's quickened us and made us seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because it's the riches of the mercies now that unto the Gentiles, praise God, that under the name of Jesus Christ, we may be saved by through faith. And so because of this, the Gentiles now, because of faith, they believed. And why did the Israel fall? It was because of unbelief. But because of faith of the Gentiles, praise God, the door has been opened. And by faith, we have access to this grace. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise. And it says, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Come on. Now the light has come to the Gentiles. And Paul was sent forth far among the Gentiles to turn them from darkness to light, or Satan unto God. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise. And it says, and when, come on, this is awesome. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. Hallelujah. Come on. They were glad. They probably began to sing, "He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad." Hallelujah. Come on. They begin to rejoice. They begin to sing. Praise God, because Emmanuel, God with us, the day star from on high has visited us. Praise God. And it says, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. How much faith? They glorified the word that they heard. They begin to glorify God in it. Hallelujah. What faith? What belief? And it says, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Praise God. As many as were ordained, praise God, to eternal life believe. And we know that ordinance was given to those who were called, who were ordained from before the foundation of the world. Amen. According to the foreknowledge of God, that they were ordained, that he called us according that he has called us from before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Praise God. And so they rejoiced and they were glad. Praise God, because they heard the word of the Lord. And so God began to shift. He began to do a new thing. Hallelujah. And turn unto the Gentiles. And if you turn your scriptures, it shows us in John chapter 1, verse 6. John chapter 1, verse 6. And John began to reveal some of this in John chapter 1, verse 6, what God is doing. And we start at verse 6. And it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And that's John the Baptist. Amen. And I'm talking about the apostle John, who began to talk and reveal the plan of God for our lives. And it says, John, who was named John, the same came for a witness to bear of the light. Amen. As we heard of the light, Christ is the light. Amen. He's light that lighted up every man that cometh into the world. And it says that all men through him might believe. That all men through this light might believe. Come on, because the light is shining in darkness. Yeah, has now shined in your heart. It says, he was not the light, but was sent to bear that witness of that light. Come on. He was sent to bear the witness of that light. As John says, I baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who cometh after me, whose shoes that I'm not worthy to unlatch, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. Come on. There's one. He was pointing out to the Messiah. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And he began to show the light. Praise God. And that same light has been now shined upon the Gentiles. And it says, that was the true light, which lighted up every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. Praise God. The world knew him not. He says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Come on, that's the rejection. His own did not receive him. Praise God. His own said, that's not you. You're not the Messiah. You're Mary's child. You're probably not even the son of Joseph. We know you. So they begin to reject him. They begin to shun him. But Christ did not care because there was a work. He says, I'm not come to do my will. I've come to do the will of the Father. Come on. So what you say don't matter. Praise God. I've come to do the will of the Father. And my will is that he call out a people for his name. His will is that when God said, son, go get my children, he's come to bring many sons back unto glory. Hallelujah. I've come to do the will of the Father. And so it reads, verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own, but as many, come on, as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Come on, as many as received him. So there are many, many that received him when Christ came at the first advent. There are many that received him. That's why there were apostles. That's why there were, 3,000 in the upper room that received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So many received him because they believed that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. But continue to read. And it says, even to them that believe on his name. Come on. That was not talking about the Jew. They saw him. But the Gentiles, even us today, we have not seen him. But to many that believe upon his name, when you heard the preaching of the gospel, when you heard the good news, hallelujah, you said, yes, that's it. That is my Christ. When you heard the voice of the Lord, my sheep hear my voice. Come on. They follow me. As many as believed. Hallelujah. Your sheep they knew not of. But now you're here as a Gentile. He was talking about the Gentile. As many, because that word will continue. This word never ends. It says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word. Amen. And faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. By faith we believe, hallelujah, the word of God. And because we believe what the word says, gave he power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. So it's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Something happened in your heart when you heard the word of God. And it reads, which were born not of blood, nor that means you weren't, because you were born with a lot of privilege, that don't make you righteous. Because you were born poor, broke, busted, and disgusted, that doesn't make you righteous. Come on. And it says, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh. So it's nothing that you've done, nothing out of your works. It's nothing that you can do that made you righteous. Come on. This is the faith why the word, why Christ visited the Gentiles. Because there was faith. Hallelujah. There was people that were hungry for the word of God, who thirsted after righteousness. And it says, nor the will of man. So it's not someone that says, I see you running down the streets in Africa. Or I see you going here or there. And they make you. And you begin to believe what they say. But the work hasn't been done inside of you. It's nothing of that. Hallelujah. But it is of God. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. So the Gentiles has been visited that they may receive the spirit of God with their hearts, and that we've been engrafted into the true vine, the wild olives. Hallelujah. We are wild people. Wild ones, praise God. But my God, the work that is being done to us, that's God has begun, he has shifted to Gentiles, praise God. Because in every generation, praise God, he's calling out, he's bringing out. And the word says that every nation that worketh righteousness, amen, is accepted. And turn to your scriptures, Isaiah, that we received, Isaiah verse 6. chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. And I want to go down to where our pastor began to reveal this wonderful prophecy of what the Lord is doing. Chapter 6. And we'll just go to verse 12 for time's sake. And it says, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. And we heard and now understand what that great forsaking is. They forsook the Christ. They forsook the prophets. Amen. That's why there was a split, as we've learned. The two sticks, beauty and bands, Israel and Jerusalem or Judah. And they were split. But because of that, there was a bringing in of the Gentiles. And it says, but yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall remain, or return, excuse me. It shall return, and as an oak whose substance is in them. Praise God. And shall be eaten. Let me read that. But yet it shall be a tenth. As we learn, it was the tenth. That's the remnant. To them that overcome, there were a remnant that were able to come out. That tenth, that remnant that able to come out of the Babylonian captivity, to come out the Assyrian captivity. And as our sister even read in 1948, they became a nation. And so forth and so forth. There's a tent, a remnant. And as that remnant will be gathered once again at the restoration, amen, before the return of Christ, before the second advent, there'll be that remnant be gathered together, Jews and Gentiles. There'll be the two sticks, beauty and bands, will be come back. But now what's going on is that as we learn that they were eaten as a till tree and as an oak tree, the substance in them, as our sister was showing, they were reaping the substance. They were reaping the substance, and those substance is still being reaped. Praise God. Because Christ was not indwelling in their hearts. So they were everything was under the law, but not under the law of grace or the spirit of grace. And it says, when they cast their leaves, So the Holy One, or the Holy Seed, shall be the substance thereof. And as we learn, the Holy Seed shall be the substance thereof. Because as we learn, that remnant are now the Jews, unto the Jews, God is calling out a people. And the Holy Seed, Christ is that Holy Seed, shall be the substance thereof. Amen. Shall be the substance. So it's not the substance of the riches or the wealth of Israel. It's not the substance of the covenant laws, the laws, the Mosaic laws of Israel. It's the substance is Christ. Amen. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And because it, by faith, the Gentiles received, to them that believe, come on, gave you the power to become the sons of God. And so the substance, hallelujah, of the seed is Christ, and that substance thereof. And it says the Holy Seed shall be the substance thereof. And we know that by faith, come on, faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Come on, the evidence of things not seen. And by faith we enter in. We have access through this grace by faith, which begins to tap into the substance, hallelujah, of the one that has come from above, Jesus Christ. And the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So we begin to take on substance in our hearts, hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And by faith, we have access to this grace. So when Christ visited the Gentiles, hallelujah, it was grace that came. He brought grace and truth. And it was the grace of God that has appeared to all men, to teaching them to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that they should live righteously. Come on. They should live soberly. They should live godly in this present day. Hallelujah. Come on. and we have taken on the substance of God. That's Christ in you, where all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Him, and we are complete in Him. Come on. And every time we pray, every time we worship, every time we cry out, every time we read the word, by faith we enter in. Come on, the holies of holies. And we receive the substance of God, the fruits of the Spirit. Come on. You begin to bear good fruit. The nature of God, whereby He's given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we may become partakers of the divine nature of God, the substance of the seed, Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. And in closing, turn your scriptures to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Romans, chapter 11. Praise God. And there's a scripture I want to touch on, because that remnant, there is that remnant that God is, that God will not utterly cast away. We're not utterly cast away. Come on. There's that remnant that God is calling out. The one that were, this is the ordained. They were ordained from before the foundation of the world. Jews and Gentiles. Those that will receive the word, that will believe the word with all their heart. Come on. Will follow Christ. Amen. As they follow the Lamb wheresoever He goeth. And it says in chapter 11, go to verse 4. It says, but what said the answer of God unto him, meaning it was unto Elijah, when Elijah was running from Ahab and from Jezebel, that they wanted to kill him, and so he thought he was alone by himself. I'm the only one, Lord. But God began to answer back and said, "Have hope." Come on, and says, "But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee to the image of Baal." Come on. Who have not bowed their knee. What did my sister say? What pastor has been trying to show us? To have no other idols before God. To not have any idols. That means burn idols. Get rid of those things that are hindering you from going forward in the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. This is a day of visitation. Your day of salvation. Harden not your heart with idols, and begin to hear the word of the Lord for your life. And it says, I reserve 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee unto the image Baal. Even so, then at this present time, amen. This is in Romans. The word is gone forth into the Gentiles. So he's speaking to the Gentiles. At this present time, come on. At this present time, also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Come on. According to the election of grace. And he's grace and truth. And by faith, we have access. Come on. This grace. According to the election. According to the foreknowledge. Hallelujah. We'll be living your life in sin. And then you hear the voice of the Lord and you begin to cry. Come on, you begin to weep. To say, woe is me, Lord. Come on, I am unclean. I'm a man with unclean lips. Hallelujah. In the midst of those who are unclean. Oh, woe is me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Be merciful unto me, a sinner. Begin to lift you up and wash you up. Hallelujah. And begin to restore you. And Jesus, are you with me? And go to verse chapter 8 of Romans. Chapter 8 of Romans. And go down to verse chapter 6. Chapter 6. Verse 6, excuse me. Verse 6 of Romans chapter 8. Praise God. And so Christ, that seed of God, is making his abode. Christ, you being born not of the will of flesh, not of blood, not of men, But of God. But of God. Amen. And so you hear the word. And that seed word. Come on. It's that eternal word. By the eternal Spirit of God. Takes its abode in your heart. Amen. And that word begins to be cultivated by the husbandman, Christ. As our sister was talking of the husbandman. God is the husbandman. And he begins to cultivate that word through Christ Jesus and tiller the ground. Come on. And plow your ground. Hallelujah. And though you've been reaping in sin, come on, the plowman shall overtake the reapers. Hallelujah. God begins to overtake you because it's God inside of you. Hallelujah. Come on. It's God in you, that works inside of you. Praise God. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. My God. Are you with me? Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So he begins to overtake you or conquer your life. His overriding will. Come on. Because God is going to get his people. No matter how far you run. Though I make my bed in hell, he is there. Though I take the wings of the morning, he is there. Hallelujah. Because Christ has saved you. Come on. You've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Are you with me, saints? And verse 6. And it says, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So here's the difference where God has called us to. Come on. He's called us with a holding calling that we may walk now in the spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. That we should be spiritually minded and not carnally minded, because the carnal minded man is at enmity with God, and flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do corruption inherit incorruption. So Christ is calling us and waking up the people of God out from the Gentiles to engraft them in to the vine, to the true vine. Come on, that we be one nation. Come on, that we be one people, that we be one spirit. Hallelujah, not Jews no more, not Gentiles anymore. Hallelujah, but children of the living God. Are you with me? And it says, spiritually minded, which is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. See the difference? God is bringing us out of the flesh. They became very fleshly. And so when Christ came, he began to see and understand. He knew what was going on. That's why he had to die on the cross. So the veil was rent. Praise God. And you and I now can come boldly to the throne of grace, because he had a plan for the people. My God. He had a plan for his Gentiles. Woo, Jesus, I feel God right now. And it says, so the flesh cannot please God. So that's why the seed has to be inside of you. It has to go down, because it's the eternal spirit. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when Paul said, I live, yet not I, but Christ living within me, and the life that I live now in the flesh, I don't be moved by it, but I live in it, because this is a vessel that's going to contain what God is doing in my heart. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. Come on, my God. The faith, come on, of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. And the just shall live by faith. And it says, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but ye in the spirit. So if be that the spirit of God dwelleth where? In you. Where is the seed dwell? In you, the seed word of God. He says, lo, I will do a new thing. I will take out their stony heart, and I will give them a heart of flesh. So God can plant his seed. He can plant his word. Hallelujah. And it says, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So it's not by your works. It's by what you can do, how much you have in your pocket. It says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And Christ is the righteousness of God. And he brought righteousness. He became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. And so we're clothed and robed with the robe of righteousness. And it says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Come on. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Come on, my God. That seed word. Come on. That dwelleth in you. Christ. That dwelleth in you. The hope of glory. Come on. It's the dwelling. That means holiness. That God is working in you, inside of you. That he's separating you. Praise God. That you may dwell in him and he in you. And it says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. Come on. If you live after the flesh, that means if you continue reaping the flesh, if you continue reaping the world, you shall surely die. Because Christ is not dealing with the flesh. Come on, my God. He's coming to reap out. He's coming to deliver those who are now in the Spirit. He's coming to bring you out. Come on. He's saying, come out of that carnal nature, that fallen nature. Praise God. What is he? He's calling out the people to do his will, do the work of God. Amen. And it says, but if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. That means every day, praise God, not seeking those things which are on earth, but seek those things which are above. Amen. Where Christ sits. Praise God, and you are dead, and your life is God. Those things which are above. And it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Come on. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit, come on, of adoption. You've been adopted. Come on. God has not done away with his people, Israel. Because right now, he's on a mission. You know, when somebody goes on a mission to adopt kids, they don't do it here in the United States. They go far. So Christ is on a mission to get his kids. He's coming to adopt. Oh, my God. He's coming to call you out. He's coming to say, come out of her, my people. Come out of that situation that you're in. Come on. You're no more poor. No more dirty anymore. No more struggling for food. Seeking in a place of family. A famine. Come on. I have bread. Hallelujah. I have drink. Hallelujah. I've come to wash you and cleanse you. And bring you into the family of God. Hallelujah. No more. Praise God. Foreigners anymore. But your citizens. Hallelujah. And in the house of commonwealth and in the household of God. And it says, for ye have not received the spirit of adoption again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Come on. He's waking us up as Gentiles to wake us up to see that, God, you're my Father. Hallelujah. You're my Father. You're the one, hallelujah, who saved me. You're the one, hallelujah, who guides me and keeps me. You're my Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that ye are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. And if heirs of God, come on, joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. Joint heirs, and Christ is bringing. He's God through Christ is reconciling the world unto himself, the world that he has called from before the foundation of the world. Come on, and now he's bringing him within himself. That Christ will be all in. That God will be all in all. Come on, hallelujah, praise God. So he's taking away those labels. There's no more labels anymore. Hallelujah. There's no more that you're uncircumcised anymore. There's no more that you're unclean anymore. Hallelujah. There's no more that you're ignorant anymore. But God has shined the light of the knowledge of God in your hearts. Hallelujah. Which shines in the face of Jesus Christ. And it says, the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that ye are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, we shall be also glorified together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Come on. Glory.